This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Michelle Caskey. It appears the new congestion charge for drivers in New York has led to more people walking in the street. So, Michelle, what are the latest numbers show?
Hi, yes. In New York City, in the tolled area, which is basically Midtown Manhattan and Lower Manhattan, there were 36 million people in that area in January, and that's about 4.6% increase over January 2024. So year over year, that's an increase in people in the tolled area, even after this new toll has been implemented in New York City.
This is a $9 charge, right, to drive in Midtown?
That's right. Most motorists pay $9 during the peak hours to drive south of 60th Street.
So does the increase in people who are walking or actually on the street, does this coincide with maybe a boost in public transit?
It's true. The toll, the new congestion pricing toll, has helped encourage people to use public transit, you know, get on the subways, get on the buses, instead of driving into Manhattan. And so the transit ridership has seen an uptick a bit, roughly about a 7% increase on subways overall in January compared to the prior January in 2024.
Do these numbers follow along with those who were kicking around the idea of a congestion pricing zone? Does it follow the kinds of things that they were expecting?
Yeah, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which runs New York City's whole transit system and is implementing the toll, before the toll started, they anticipated that by having drivers pay to enter parts of Manhattan would help encourage transit ridership. So they were anticipating that there would be a more increased demand for transit. So this is following what they were anticipating. So far.
Okay, city officials are happy with this, right?
They're happy with the fact that there's some areas of the city where traffic is definitely down, and it's easier to get into the city for many commuters now. For instance, going through the Holland Tunnel in the morning is the travel time, the crossing time is down by almost 50%.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the president may get involved here because he doesn't seem to think that, or maybe he wants to, either he doesn't like the idea or he thinks that he should be rethought,
sure.
Right?
That's right. You know, last year, it was back in November, he put out, you know, a couple of tweets that were pretty strongly against congestion pricing, saying that he would end it as soon as he got into office. He's been a bit quiet since then. He hasn't tweeted about it and put things on social media about it. So we do know that he is mulling this over. He's been talking with different people who are involved, including the governor, who supports congestion pricing. But he's been speaking with some Republican lawmakers who are against congestion pricing. So he's weighing this. We'll see what he decides and what sort of action that he would take to try and stop a program that has already started.
Well, and it's just barely, a month old?
It is. It started January 5th. So we're just a little over a month.
Well, I guess you just kind of watch it and see how well it works and whether or not other cities would consider doing the same.
That's right. I think other cities around the U.S. are looking at this, wondering if it's something that would work in their areas to help deal with congestion and with air pollution. It has been used in other cities and other countries. London, for instance, has had a similar program for almost 20 years now.
Yeah, London is the one that I was thinking of. But it's Bloomberg's Michelle Caskey. You can listen to our tech and business reports here on KCBS weekdays at 12:30. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.